of the five batters Brent Gallegos has faced has reached base. The runner on first, Devin Nunez, and the pitch misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. T.P. Wentworth now up at the plate. Left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup. So works in favor of the batter, and Wentworth 1-for-3 on the game. The 1-0 count misses low and brings a 2-0. Wentworth's last time up, he flew out to center field back in the sixth inning. But prior to that, he had a 2-RBI double in the fourth. 2-0 count. Gallegos fires. It's outside for ball three. 3-0 the count, and Gallegos just off with his command a little. That one did not miss by much. But Devin Nunez there on first base. 3-0 count and a swing and a foul back. An interesting swing from T.P. Wentworth. Obviously, he's got a ton of power in that bat. He had the 2-RBI double earlier, and he's got 4 home runs on the season, but a 3-0 count, and that pitch was inside. Coach not going to be happy he took that hack, but well, hitter's going to swing. 3-1 count, runner taking off from first, but it misses inside for ball number four. And that sends Wentworth over to first as Devin Nunez will freely take second base. Brings up Parker Knoll to the plate with one out and runners on first and second here in the top of the seventh. 13-9, the Dock Spiders lead. They've scored 3 runs in this inning alone. And it's been 2 big innings for the Dock Spiders that have put them up so much. 6 runs in the fourth and now 3 runs in the seventh. And the first pitch on the way misses outside to Knoll to bring the count 1-0. Knoll 0-for-4 on the game here. He was 0-for-4 in the game earlier today. Batting average now under 100 on the season, even though he's only played in 8 games. It's still rough to see what's been going on for him as that pitch is called for a strike. 1-1 the count. Righty-righty matchup with Gallegos on the mound. Runner on first is T.P. Wentworth. On second, Devin Nunez. The pitch misses inside and it hits Parker Knoll. It loads the bases with Parker Knoll now on first base. T.P. Wentworth goes to second, and Devin Nunez goes to third. Bases loaded, only one out in the top of the seventh, and Brent Gallegos going to try and work out of the jam, but this is not the guy you want to do it against. The left-handed hitting first baseman, James Hankerson Jr., it's a lefty-righty matchup, and Hankerson already a home run on the game. He takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. On the year, Hankerson now 4 home runs after he smashed the solo shot in the third inning. His last time up, he singled in the sixth. 1-0 the count on the way from Gallegos. Misses low and away, ball two. 2-0 the count. Hankerson was stranded at second back in that sixth inning. He had a sacrifice fly in the fourth, and that solo shot came in the third. Also drew a walk in the first inning and grounds one over to the right side of the infield. Harper's got it, throws it to second. Carlson back to first, got him, double play. 4-6-3, and that's a way to work out of a jam. Well, the Rafters still in it. It's a 4-run game. 3 runs, though, came across for the Dock Spiders in the seventh. Those 3 runs came across on 2 hits. There were no errors, and there were 2 left on base. So we head to the bottom of the seventh, and it is 13-9 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Now it is the bottom of the seventh inning, and Nick Adrian leading things off. He takes on Ben Caston on the mound. It's a righty-righty matchup, and Nick Adrian, perfect on the game. He has scored 3 runs in 3 plate appearances. He's 2 for 2, where he singled his last time up back in the fifth inning. Rafters down 13-9 in the bottom of the seventh, and the first pitch to Nick Adrian gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Adrian singled in the fifth. He walked in the fourth, and he singled in the second. And that in that second inning as well, he saw 7 pitches before singling. 0-1 count, misses way in the dirt and to the outside. 1-1 the count. On deck, though, maybe a guy, not maybe, is a guy who's been even hotter than Nick Adrian. Landon Gaz, who's 3 for 3 with 3 extra base hits. 1-1 the count as Caston brings home the pitch. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. Caston back out after he pitched in the sixth inning and allowed just the solo shot from Eric Harper. Tons of home runs to talk about, I tell you what. 1-2 the count to Nick Adrian, and he gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Tried to hold back but couldn't quite do it. And now another strikeout for Ben Caston. It's his third strikeout of the night. And it brings up Landon Gaz with nobody on and 1 out in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters down 4 runs still. It's 13-9 after the 3 runs came across for the Dock Spiders in the top of the seventh. So the Rafters got to respond with their own as the first pitch to Gaz misses away for ball number one. The last big inning that the Dock Spiders had was the top of the fourth. They scored 6 runs there, but in the bottom of the fourth, the Rafters scored 3 of their own, and then 3 the next inning, as this pitch misses in the dirt outside to bring it 2-0. Gaz, his last time up, a 3-run shot in the fifth inning, had an RBI double in the fourth and a double in the second inning as well. 2-0 the count. As the pitch will be brought home, breaking ball gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 2-1 the count. Gaz, the first Rafters player this season with 3 extra base hits in a game. No Rafters player has 2 home runs in a game still, though, as the 2-1 count is taken high and tight for ball three. 3-1 to Gaz. Righty-righty matchup with Caston on the mound. And, well, Gaz hasn't really seemed to care today. 3-1 count on the way home, and this pitch on the inside edge had a ton of horizontal break to it. So now a 3-2 count to Gaz. Still taking his time on the mound. Pitch on the way, and oh man, that was a nasty breaking ball, and Gaz is retired for the first time this game. It's a strikeout looking. 4th strikeout for Ben Caston in an inning in 2/3, and it brings up Luke Skinner with the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the 7th. Rafters still down 4, and they got to get this offense rolling here. They got to keep it moving. Don't want to come up just short on this one. Scoring 9 runs through 6 innings. And the first pitch on the way to Skinner, a big swing and a miss. I don't know if I've seen him swing that hard since his return from injury. He was really trying to get a hold of one, get in on the home run challenge. Six home runs hit between the two teams tonight. 0-1 count to Skinner, misses inside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And Skinner was a part of that game earlier in the season where the Rafters had three home runs in the game. That was all the way back in May. It was Skinner, Jack Guerrero, and Noah Ruiz who each hit one home run. Luke Skinner still looking for a home run past that point as he fouls this one back to bring it 1-2. I tell you what, he was off to a red-hot start for the Rafters, hitting a couple of home runs in the first week of the season, but then wasn't quite able to keep that hot streak up. Of course, got injured, and since that point in time, he's still been working back to find his swing. 1-2 the count, and rips one over to first base, and that gets on through into right field. Skinner is over to first, and he'll round but stay there, as that was a throw on a laser from the right fielder, T.P. Wentworth. So a good idea from Skinner to stay at first. And it brings up Jake Beauchesne with two outs and one on in the bottom of the seventh. Beauchesne, one of the three guys who's hit a home run in this game. Eric Harper, Jake Beauchesne, and Landon Gaz each have one. Beauchesne hit the solo shot all the way back in the first inning. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball number one. And Luke Skinner able to pick up a hit in this one. He didn't play in the game earlier today, but last night had a hit as well. So that's back-to-back games with a hit for Skinner. 1-0 the count to Beauchesne is taken on the outside edge for strike one. Makes it now 1-1 the count. Beauchesne, 1-for-3 on the game. He's got three RBIs and a walk. That walk came back in the fifth inning. Runner still on first is Skinner. 1-1 count is on the outside edge for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Beauchesne, prior to that walk, he had a 4-3 ground out. That was an RBI in the fourth. A 4-6 fielder's choice in the second inning. That was also an RBI. And, of course, the solo shot in the first. Swings and misses at the 1-2, though. That's strike number three. Oh, man. Ben Kasten, 5 Ks through two innings. And the Rafters, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base in the bottom of the seventh. So into the eighth we go, and it is 13-9 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Tony Torres into the game for the Rafters. It's the fifth pitcher of the game for Wisconsin Rapids. And going back to the game earlier today, it's the eighth pitcher they've used overall as part of the doubleheader. And Tony Torres taking over for Brent Gallegos after Gallegos went just the one inning, and in that one inning allowed three runs. All three were earned on two hits, two walks, one strikeout. He also hit two batters and saw eight total as he threw 32 pitches on the night. Hands it off to Tony Torres, who his last time out was not his best appearance, and looking to get back on the right track after going two-thirds of an inning, allowing two runs at Wausau last night. First pitch to Landon Mensick is fouled off. Now an 0-1 count. Mensick 0-4 on the game. I talked about how strong of a hitter he is back his last time up and how shocking it is to see him going 0-4. 0-1 count. This one is crushed to right center field. Going back to the wall. It's off the top of the wall and back into the field of play. Thought that one was going to leave the park, but instead it's a stand-up double for Landon Mensick. Well, no longer a shocking stat line. He does get his hit. It's a 1-for-5 game from him and nearly made this one 14-9. Instead, it remains a 4-run game in the top of the 8th inning, and it brings up Taylor Freeman to the plate with a runner on second and nobody out here in the 8th. Freeman 3-for-3 on the game with a walk. He has scored all 4 times on base. First pitch on the way, it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Freeman walked his last time up, and that showed that he wasn't going to be reaching for that triple that he needs for the cycle. The runner on second is Landon Mensick, and the 0-1 count, high for ball one, 1-1. Freeman, prior to that walk, he homered a solo shot to lead off the 5th inning. He singled in the 4th, and he doubled in the 2nd. This is the first time this game that Freeman has not been the leadoff batter of the inning. 1-1 count, misses low for ball number 2. 2-1 the count. Now, that doesn't happen all too often. It's actually incredibly rare that that would happen. But, hey, if it's going to work for him, he'll take it. 2-1 count. Pitch on the way home, misses high and outside for ball number 3. So this is really his first time to drive in a run that isn't himself, although he does have the RBI, of course, from the home run that he hit earlier. It was his first home run of the season. 3-1 the count with the runner still on second. Torres looking to find his command, and the pitch on the way home, it's popped up towards shallow center field. Running up on it, Clayton can't find it, and the shortstop, Carlson, can't dive to it, throws it over to third, and it hits off of the runner, Mensick, but backed up by Tony Torres, and Royce Clayton Jr. couldn't find it in the sky, and Carlson just not able to get to it. So that one gets down as Taylor Freeman goes over to second base. And that one, man, a tough one because it feels like Tony Torres should have gotten the out there, but that's going to go down as a double for Taylor Freeman. It's his third extra base hit of the game. That one not quite the same as the others. Puts runners on second and third, back-to-back doubles by the Dock Spiders, and this pitch is fouled back by Jonathan Fitz. Now Fitz, he's been given those to the rafters. Lots of Fitz to the pitching staff as Jonathan is 2-for-4 in the game. He had the 2-run shot back in the 7th inning, his last time up. Here in the top of the 8th, it's 13-9 Dock Spiders, and the 0-1 count misses away to bring it 1-1. And Torres, the right-handed pitching fireballer on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. Trying to bring this one home for Wisconsin Rapids. Not the start to the game that he was hoping for. 1-1 count on the way is lined foul down that right field line. And man, these Dock Spiders right now, they are roping the ball. Fitz, his 2-run shot back in the 7th inning. That one was crushed. It was the 3rd home run of the game for the Dock Spiders. Along with that, they've had a ton of doubles as well. Double in the 2nd, 2 doubles in the 4th, and they've had 2 doubles in the 8th inning. 8 extra base hits on the game as the 1-2 count misses high to bring it 2-2. Those 8 extra base hits allowed makes it a season high for the Rafters pitching staff. Prior to this, the most extra base hits allowed was 7 They allowed that twice, back on June 21st against Lakeshore and June 30th against Madison in Game 1. 2-2 count is taken low and away for ball number 3. It's now full, 3-2 the count. Runners still on second and third. The infield is in. Nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Torres trying to work through the jam. Jonathan Fitz, a 3-2 count. Pitch on the way home. In there, called for strike number 3 on the upper part of the zone. And Jonathan Fitz tosses the bat as it brings up Tommy Guggins with runners still on second and third and one out in the top of the eighth. Guggins, the right-handed hitting shortstop, a chance to extend this already 4-run lead for Fond du Lac. And the Rafters trying to get back into it. It's worth noting, this season for the Rafters, they are 0-21 when trailing after the seventh inning. Entering the eighth, they were down 4, and the first pitch to Tommy Guggins is in there for strike number 1. So a chance to turn it around, and well, actually, they were trailing in the seventh last game as well, so they're actually 0-22 now. Tells you how improbable a comeback is, but also how sweet it would feel if it's able to happen. 0-1 count is on the outside edge for strike number 2. 0-2 the count. And so that's been the deal for the Rafters. It hasn't been that, man, they've been all out of these games. They haven't been able to bring in the close ones. That's been the real problem so far. And 0-2 count gets swung on and fouled back by Guggins. He stays alive. So 0-2 count to Guggins. He's 0-3 on the game with 3 strikeouts. His last time up, struck out swinging in the 7th. Also swung and missed on strike 3 in the 5th. And in the 2nd. 0-2 the count on the way home. Swings and just gets a piece of it. It goes to the backstop. Remains an 0-2 count and trying to stay alive here. You go back to last game. Tommy Guggins was 2-4 on the night with, or on the afternoon with 2 RBIs and scored after reaching on an error as well. This game, though, it hasn't quite been the strongest for him. Still batting well against the Rafters, but not tonight. He's got an 0-2 count. Torres trying to finish him off with runners on second and third, taking plenty of time, 2 seconds on the pitch clock, and once again, it's fouled off by Guggins. Torres was actually using the pitch clock to his favor there, trying to time it out until it got all the way to the end to keep Guggins on his toes. And it remains 0-2. Didn't quite work to retire Guggins. This is the 6th pitch of the plate appearance and still no balls. 0-2 the count on the way home. Swing and a miss. Strike number 3. And there he goes. Big out for the Rafters. Back-to-back Ks for Tony Torres. And despite allowing back-to-back doubles to lead off the 8th inning, he's just one out away from working through a shutout 8th. Brings up Jaron Cotton with 2 on and 2 outs. Still a 4-run Dock Spiders lead, and trying to stay in it, you almost need this to be a scoreless frame. Cotton, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way, he swings and misses to make it 0-1. Cotton, his last time up, he was hit by a pitch in the 7th inning, but it was on a 3-1 count, so he would have taken the walk either way. Back in the 5th inning, he struck out swinging, walked in the 4th, and he singled in the 2nd. So he's 1-for-2 on the game, reaching 3 times. 0-1 count, in there for a strike, it's 0-2. And he had an 0-2 count back in that 2nd inning and singled on it. But that one against Trevor Moik, you forget that Moik started this game on the mound for the Rafters. It wasn't too bad, 3 innings, he allowed just 2 runs. Justin Battle had about the same line, 3 innings, 2 runs allowed. 0-2 the count, 1 second on the pitch clock, and Torres fires, but it misses in the dirt, and a check swing that he went around on, and that's strike number 3, as Jaron Cotton is retired. Three consecutive strikeouts for Tony Torres to get out of the inning. No runs on the two hits, no errors, and two left on base. So we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 13-9 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. It's the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Rafters trying to get back on the right track. It'll be up to Junior Barajas, Hayden Carlson, and Eric Harper. And those three hitters looking pretty good right now. Barajas, though, no hit in this one yet. And, well, he did have the home run earlier today in his game one. He went 2-for-5 with the home run, and in this game 0-for-3, but he has drawn a walk. First pitch to him is called for a strike, 0-1 the count. Ben Caston back out to work for the Dock Spiders, right-handed pitcher, so it's a lefty-righty matchup. 0-1 count, a breaking ball misses away, now 1-1. Barajas had the home run in the ninth inning of game one today. That seems like ages ago. Well, to be fair, it was, and he swings and misses at this one for strike number two. That was back at about 2:30 p.m., 6 hours ago. Wow, I can do math. That was 7 hours ago. It's getting too late in the game for me. 1-2 the count to Barajas, and the pitch on the way home. It's taken for strike number three, second time that Barajas has gone down on strikes, and it's the fourth strikeout in four batters for Ben Caston. Pardon me, that is actually the fifth strikeout of the last five outs that he's recorded. He has struck out six batters in 2 1/3 innings and still dealing out here. And the first pitch to Hayden Carlson misses away for ball number one. And Carlson was actually the first strikeout that Caston had back in the sixth inning, but it took him seven pitches to do so. 1-0 count on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Carlson fouled away three pitches with two strikes, but still wasn't able to work on base. One away and the base is empty here in the bottom of the eighth. Rafters down 13-9. 1-1 count, gets a swing and a miss. It's now 1-2. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Caston on the rubber. Carlson 1-for-4 on the game. He struck out swinging that last time up, but he singled the previous time in the fourth. 1-2 count, misses low and away for ball two. Now 2-2. Back in the third inning, Carlson grounded out 5-3. He also flew out to the shortstop in the first inning. He does have one home run on the season as part of that 4-for-5 game earlier in the year. 2-2 count, called strike number three. My goodness, Ben Caston racking up the strikeouts. That's his seventh strikeout of the game in 2 2/3 innings. Is this guy Noah Marshke? I mean, who is this? Brings up Eric Harper with two away and nobody on in the bottom of the eighth. And the Rafters down four runs. They have four outs left. And the first pitch to Eric Harper called a strike on the lower outside corner. Harper did have a home run off of Ben Caston back in the sixth inning. That was his last time up. Solo shot. 0-1 count. Misses away for ball number one. 1-1. And well, he hit a ton of them this past spring season collegiately at NOC Tonkawa. His first home run in a Rafters uniform earlier this game. 1-1 the count. A swing and a miss. Brings it 1-2. But he has been good for the Rafters, picking up hits in a lot of his games this year. Of course, a multi-hit game here after he had the home run and a single in earlier today. Eric Harper did not play in the first game. 1-2 count, and that one misses low and bounces away. It's now 2-2 to Harper with nobody on. Rafters are down four runs, and they're still in it, but I really feel like you got to score here at least one run in the eighth, preferably two. 2-2 the count. That's high for ball three. Now a full count to Harper. Caston still looking for strikeout number eight in just three innings of work. The only out that he got that wasn't a strikeout was a caught stealing in the sixth inning. Hiroto Kobayashi was a double play on the K as the 3-2 count is taken inside for ball number four, and Harper is on for the third time this game. Draws a walk, and now the Rafters, a runner on first base with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kobayashi up at the plate, the right-handed hitting right fielder for Wisconsin Rapids. He's reached his last two times up. He fires and sends this one into right field, and that's a hit for Kobayashi, rounding second. Here comes the throw. Harper slides head first. The tag in time. They got him. And that is out of the inning for Ben Caston. Nailed at third base. What a throw from right by T.P. Wentworth. And that gets Harper out on the aggressive move. So the Rafters can't end up getting a run there. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the ninth. It is 13-9 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that
tells me, going in, James, like, James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
At the very least, it wasn't a strikeout to end that eighth inning. Ben Caston only seven strikeouts through his three innings of work. And now the Rafters get back to the mound for Tony Torres. He's struck out all three of the batters he's retired. And so Tony Torres, hey, 3-for-3 on outs. And here in the top of the ninth, he will return to take on Devin Nunez, T.P. Wentworth, and Parker Knoll. First pitch on the way is called for strike number one to Nunez, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. He is already 2-for-4 on the game with 3 RBIs. 0-1 the count. It's fouled back as now it moves to an 0-2 count. Nunez, his last time up, he singled in the 7th inning with an RBI. He walked in the 6th and came around to score eventually. He had a 2 RBI double in the 4th inning and came around to score on that one as well. So he's reached his last 3 times up. Lefty-righty matchup with Torres on the mound, taking the pitch clock down again. Still waiting at the plate is Nunez. Torres now leans back and fires, but it's in the dirt for ball number one. Trying to use the pitch clock to his advantage there again. I've really enjoyed seeing that from Torres. It kind of throws off the opposing batter. He had ended that 8th inning with a ton of consecutive strikeouts. He had 3 strikes to John Cotton for the K, had 6 strikes to Tommy Guggins for the K, and then he, of course, finished off Jonathan Fitz, but it was on a 3-2 count. Started off with 2 strikes to Devin Nunez, but now a 1-2 count with nobody on to the leadoff man. Nunez batting first in the batting order. It's his 6th plate appearance of the game. 1-2 the count. Once again, Torres taking his time, but will fire before 10 seconds, and it's a grounder fouled down the first base side. So does keep your batters on their toes whenever you use up the pitch clock the way that Torres is. Right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Rafters. He pitched last inning, and well, he allowed the back-to-back leadoff doubles. But then he retired the next 3 on Ks. 1-2 the count. Misses high and away for ball number 2. Now 2-2. And Torres, this year for the Rafters, has a 6.75 ERA. This is his 19th appearance of the season. 2-2 the count, swung on, and it's fouled back off of the catcher, Nick Adrian. Remains 2-2. T.P. Wentworth on deck, and he picked up that foul ball and tossed it off to the bat boy for the Rafters. Still a 2-2 count to Nunez. 7th pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. Torres brings the leg up. He fires, but it misses high for ball 3. And the count is now full to Devin Nunez. Entered today batting .444. In game number 1, Nunez led off and he was pretty good, but that one is called for a swing and a miss as Nunez couldn't quite get it. And that's strike number 3. 4 straight Ks for Tony Torres. And it brings up T.P. Wentworth with the bases empty and 1 away in the top of the 9th. 13-9, still the score. And Nunez not able to get on base. Wentworth, the left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way, it drops in there for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Wentworth, 1-for-3 on the game, but he's drawn 2 walks. Back in the 7th inning, he took one of those walks, but was stranded at 2nd. 0-1 the count on the way, grounded towards 1st, but foul. And Torres, a strike away from his 5th straight strikeout. Prior to that walk of Wentworth, he flew out to center field on an 0-2 count in the 6th. He had a 2 RBI double in the 4th inning, a 4-3 ground out in the 3rd, and he walked in the 1st. The Rafters down 13-9 in the top of the 9th inning. And the last time that either team scored was the top of the 7th. It was a 3-run inning for the Dock Spiders. 0-2 the count on the way home from Torres. It's sent into left field, and that snaps the strikeout streak as T.P. Wentworth is aboard first with a 1-out single. Brings up Parker Knoll with 1 out and 1 on in the top of the 9th. And Knoll, the right-handed hitting center fielder, he reached for the first time this game on a hit-by-pitch his last time up back in the seventh inning. He is 0-for-4. Righty-righty matchup, and he smokes this one towards left center field. Going back, Clayton turns, and it bounces off the wall. Here comes the throw in. It's cut off by Carlson, and the throw to second, not in time. It's a double for Parker Knoll as he picks up that big hit for the Dock Spiders. And once again, there are runners on second and third with only one out for Fond du Lac. Parker Knoll picking up his first hit of the day after an 0-for-8 start on this Wednesday. And now James Hankerson Jr. up at the plate. A 13-9 Dock Spiders lead in the top of the ninth. And a ball switch as Tony Torres will get a new one ready to go. And Torres, the righty on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, taking on the lefty at the plate, James Hankerson Jr. Hankerson is 2-for-3 on the game. His last time up, grounded into a double play. Nobody on first here, though, and the first pitch to him, a check swing. He did not go. It missed high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Hankerson, the first baseman for the Dock Spiders prior to that double play. He singled in the sixth, hit a sac fly in the fourth, homered in the third, and this pitch he did go around on. It's called for a strike, and now 1-1 the count. Prior to that home run, Hankerson drew a walk in the first inning, and that's a look back on the whole day, or at least the whole night for Hankerson. But earlier in the day, Hankerson did play in game number one. He went 0-for-4, however. It hasn't been his best day, but he did hit a homer. 1-1 the count, and he swings and misses, and that was a big swing from Hankerson. He was trying for home run number two in the game, and the Rafters saw a multi-home run game from Josh Arquette at Wausau last night. That was the first multi-home run game allowed by the Rafters to an individual player, at least this season, and Torres stepping off with the pitch clock ticking down, and it's a new clock, 1-2 the count. James Hankerson Jr. Pitch on the way home is sent over to first base. Picked up, no it's not, Gaz doesn't field it. Covering is Torres, and he gets the out though. Ooh man, a little bit lucky there that Torres was covering. It's a 3-1 put out, but it is an RBI. It makes it 14-9 in the top of the ninth. The Dock Spiders lead. So Parker Knoll does advance over to third base on that as well. It's an RBI for James Hankerson Jr. It's his third of the game as T.P. Wentworth came home from third base. A 5-run lead for Fond du Lac in the ninth. And the first pitch on the way to Landon Mensick misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. It was a 5-run lead for the Dock Spiders in the ninth inning last game as well. But the Rafters did hit a pair of home runs. 1-0 the count. Misses in the dirt, and that one gets all the way to the backstop. And here comes the next run home to score on the wild pitch. 2-0 to Mensick as Parker Knoll scores from third. It's now 15-9, the Dock Spiders lead. And Tony Torres just not able to finish it out for Wisconsin Rapids like he was hoping for. Two runs here in the top of the ninth inning. And now at the plate, a 2-0 count to Landon Mensick. Pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. It's now 2-1. Mensick, the right-handed hitting left fielder, he had been ice cold to start off his game. 0-for-4 to start, but he had a double that went off the top of the wall back in the eighth inning. Smoked it. 2-1 count, sends one on the ground to the left side of the infield. Picked up at short, Carlson, and a big throw across the diamond, but not able to get it. It's an infield single for Landon Mensick. Would have been an incredible play from Hayden Carlson, but not quite able to make the throw there. And now a runner on first base with two away in the top of the ninth. At the plate, Taylor Freeman, but before that, it's a mound visit as Mike Spears will go out and have a chat with Tony Torres. or as not having the game that he was hoping for, as he ended up coming in that eighth inning, and he's allowed three extra base hits and a couple of singles as well. But he does have the four strikeouts working for him. Either way, it still hasn't been the appearance he was hoping for. Torres ended up striking out the final three batters of the eighth inning to work through the runners on second and third situation, but here, not quite able to do it. Taylor Freeman back up to the plate. He is 4-for-4 with a walk. He's got three extra base hits, a home run, two doubles, a single, and a walk. Now, he didn't score back in the eighth inning. That was the double that he reached on. That's the first time that he didn't score this game, as the first pitch to him is called on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. But either way, I mean, a monster game from Taylor Freeman. He is still just a triple shy of the cycle. He's been the triple shy the last two plate appearances, so he'll have three attempts at it. 0-1 the count on the way home. This one sent up the middle. Not going to be a triple, but it gets into center field. It's his fifth hit of the game, and what a performance from Taylor Freeman. He's over onto first base as Landon Mensick heads over to second. And now two on with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Still a six-run Dock Spiders lead. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Jonathan Fitz. And Fitz, 2-for-5 on the game. He struck out looking his last time up back in the eighth inning against Tony Torres. Torres looks back to second, now brings it home, and the pitch is called for a strike on the upper outside corner to bring it 0-1. And Fitz had the two-run shot in the seventh inning. He singled in the fourth. Those are his two hits on the game. Flew out in the fifth, and he lined out in the second. 0-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It's hit to the right side of the infield. Slow roller picked up at second by Harper. Throws to first, and it's a 4-3 putout to take care of Jonathan Fitz. But two more runs came across for the Dock Spiders. They scored those two runs on four hits. There were no errors, and along with that, two runners left on base for the Dock Spiders. So we head to the bottom of the ninth. It's 15-9 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
One last shot for the Raptors as they trail 15-9 in the bottom of the ninth. They'll have three outs to score their six runs, and it'll be up to the 6, 7, and 8 batters as it's Royce Clayton Jr. leading off with Nick Adrian and Landon Gaz to follow. Dock Spiders have their pitcher Ben Caston back out there. He's already thrown 57 pitches through three innings, but he's allowed just one run. and struck out seven batters. So a great relief appearance for him, and the first pitch to Royce Clayton is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. And Clayton, right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. Clayton from Cal State Northridge and teammates of Jaron Sanderson, they were catching up in between games as the 0-1 count as a swing and a miss to bring it 0-2. But Sanderson not playing in this game. He played in the game earlier today. A doubleheader. The Rafters lost the first one 6-3. In this game, they trail 15-9 in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 count taken for strike number three. Eighth strikeout of the game from Ben Kasten, and he continues to rack them up. Four of his strikeouts have come looking. The other four have been swings and misses. And man, Ben Kasten continues dealing, and it brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with nobody on and one out as the first pitch is in there for strike number one. Now, the shocking thing about Ben Kasten is that in his strikeouts, all of them have come from the batters at the plate. The only outs that were recorded that weren't strikeouts were on base running from the Rafters. That pitch misses away, and there goes the immaculate inning. 1-1 the count to Nick Adrian. There was a caught stealing back in the sixth inning, and then Eric Harper was thrown out at third base trying to turn a single into a runner on the corner. That one in there for a strike. It brings it 1-2. So 1-2 to Nick Adrian, who is 2-for-3 on the game, but he struck out swinging back in the seventh. 1-2 the count. This one's hit out, a flare towards right field, and there's going to be the first batter retired by a way other than a K. It's a fly out to right field, and there's now two up, two down in the ninth. Landon Gaz up to the plate with two away. Rafters down to their last out. Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, batting in the eight hole for this game, but man, he's been batting like a cleanup hitter today. 3-for-4 with three extra base hits. His last time up, struck out looking in the seventh, but he hit a home run in the fifth. A three-run shot as he fouls this one off his foot. Now 0-1 the count. Had a three-run shot in the fifth, an RBI double in the fourth, and a double in the second. 0-1 the count, and had to take a little bit of time as Gaz had hit himself on the foul ball, so getting readjusted as he stepped out of the batter's box. On the mound, Ben Kasten. No chance at 10 strikeouts for him unless he allowed 6 runs and for some reason was still in the game. But realistically, no chance that he gets 10 strikeouts. 0-1 the count, though, as that one misses high for ball number one. Not by much on that pitch. 1-1 the count. Luke Skinner is on deck. He had a hit his last time up. He's one of just three hits allowed by Ben Kasten over his 3 2/3 innings. 1-1 count, misses inside. It's now 2-1. Gaz trying to keep his hot game going here into the late hours of the night. 2-1 count. The moon is shining bright over Wisconsin Rapids, and a breaking ball misses above the zone to make it 3-1. Gaz did not play in game number one, and, well, in the second game today, he was certainly well-rested. 3-1 the count, misses away, ball number four. It's the fourth time that Gaz has reached, and he is on first base with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Does keep the inning alive and brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with two away and one on. After still down 6 runs, though, and you're still a ways away from making it back, but a pinch hitter at this point in time, and so not Luke Skinner. It'll be Kareem Arusovic stepping into the batter's box, and as a pinch hitter, the first pitch to him is called for strike number one. So an 0-1 count, and Arusovic played third base in the game earlier today. Luke Skinner got the time off. And pitch on the way home is taken outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Arusevic in the game earlier today. He ended up going 0-4, but did draw a walk back in the first inning and sends a sharp one on the ground over to second. Picked up, throw on to first. It's a little offline, but able to stay on the bag is the first baseman Hankerson, and he makes the play for out number three. So the Rafters unable to make the big comeback, and man, just a tough loss there as it felt like the Rafters' offense was clicking, but the pitching couldn't hold back the Dock Spiders. So a final score, it's 15-9. The Dock Spiders take down the Rafters. In that ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base for Wisconsin Rapids. So we head to the postgame show, and before that, we will go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, Rafters postgame, a look back at how it all happened, the stats, and of course, a look ahead towards next game here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into the Raptors postgame show here on WFHR. It was not a good news Wednesday night, unfortunately. The Raptors losing both legs of the doubleheader in game number two, though. The final score, 15-9, and let's look back at how it happened. Back in the first inning, one run came across for the Dock Spiders. It was a solo, for the Raptors, it was a solo shot from Jake Beauchesne on the first pitch of the game from Noah Weck. He sent one deep over the left field wall, and so that made it 1-0 Raptors. The Dock Spiders responded in the top of the second with a run scored on the RBI single from Jaron Cotton, and that made it a 1-1 game. Bottom of the second comes around, and the Raptors score once again. It was another run that came across, and this one as Nick Adrian came home on Jake Beauchesne's RBI grounder. So that made it 2-1, but once again, the Dock Spiders would tie it up in the top of the third. It was a solo shot on a 3-2 count from James Hankerson Jr. Trevor Moick thought he was out of the inning, but it was called a ball, and then the next pitch was sent deep to tie it 2-2. Then in the top of the fourth, that's when the next runs would score. It was the Dock Spiders, a huge six-run inning as Preston